Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from beautiful Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. With me today is someone who's always with me, Brandon.
Yes.
Brandon is my grandson. He's my travel partner. How old are you, Brandon?
22 years old.
22 years old. And he travels with me. We have great times together since we're both so young. And we keep each other young. And we decided today that he, in addition to doing the soundboard over here in the engineering, he's going to chime in every once in a while whenever he wants to. He's the one that offered this. So I'm taking him up. If you go on archives, you can hear last week his sister, Hannah, who's a really anointed prayer. And she's a couple years younger than you.
Yes, she's 20.
Uh-huh. And then we talked a lot about God and the young generation. And also, you and Hannah both shared about how the Lord had showed you that He's coming soon and that your lives are to be governed by that. So you'll want to go back and listen to last week's archived radio. Now, this week, we're going to be talking about Mama Jenkins. Mama Jenkins went home to be with the Lord, 102 years old, Thanksgiving morning, 8:30 Eastern Time, 7:30 Central Time, where we live. And Mama Jenkins was a great blessing to our life. I went online and put an email, and probably it's up on the webpage, telling about how she left. Mama Jenkins had driven down here from Maryland, where she lived, and drove herself. I think maybe someone drove part of the way, but she drove herself all the way home. She stayed here for the autumn assembly, which we had, and she laid hands on the young people. She laid hands on the singers, and it was probably her last impartation meeting. Now, Mama Jenkins, before she left, she wanted to cook a meal for my son, Terry. It's his birthday every year just after our autumn assembly, and this has become somewhat of something she likes to do. She loves Terry and Lynn, and so she goes to the big cabin. She'll shop all the morning, and she did that here. She shopped all the morning and bought all the things she needed to make us some soul food. Oh, was it good. It was delicious. She worked all day long. And then the next day, she wanted to head out and drive home. I didn't want her to drive home by herself. I had someone else lined out, but no, she wouldn't hear of it. Now, Mama Jenkins, when she set her head to something, you didn't get it changed. So we, even on that day, the day she took out from here, we took her out to eat at Cracker Barrel. She had a good meal of eggs and grits and all that. And then she got in the car, and we gassed up her van for her, and drove her through some road construction work, and then she got in that van, got in that seat, and headed off. I felt so guilty, but she wouldn't let you do anything else. And she, at 102 years old, struck out driving. Mama had driven in her day semis, so she had been a great driver. But she headed then for Pennsylvania, where she was near Harrisburg, where she was going to attend a wedding of some people that she had helped to meet each other. And then she drove on back to her home from Harrisburg. She drove to Maryland, and her arm had swelled up, and they found there blood clots. So they did a surgery on her to remove that, and she was in the hospital. Everything looked good, and the day before, however, which makes me think she knew she was going, she called someone and said, get a lawyer here at my bedside. So she wanted to straighten out some business details and what she wanted. So I knew she knew she was going. But then on Thanksgiving morning, she got up in the morning, woke up, and her friend that had spent the night with her, her friend was sleeping, Laura. Sister Laura was sleeping in a chair, not very comfortable, close by Mama's bed. In the nighttime, Mama said, Sister Laura, put your feet up here on this bed. So, you know, she was looking out to others right at the last. She woke the morning. She ate a good breakfast. They laughed and talked. And then Mama just closed her eyes and went to sleep. And one of the things I'm going to talk to you about this week is the way the Bible speaks of something which we don't really get in our English translations. It's called the going home by the divine kiss, we're going to look and see where that is. But first today, we're just going to talk about Mama Jenkins a little bit. Mama first knew me years and years ago when she came to a Norval Hayes meeting. What a glorious meeting that was. I remember we had a place, a spout where the glory poured out. And a busload of people, I think Mama might have been on this bus, got there late because they got lost coming down to Florida where a meeting was. And when they came in, we were having a great time because we had discovered this one place where you could walk through. I don't know if you've ever seen such a thing in a meeting, but it's called like a spout where the glory comes out. And if you would just walk through that, amazing things would happen. And a woman on that bus from New Jersey who was terribly cross-eyed, she walked under that spout where the glory came out and her eyes straightened out perfectly. Well, if you think that didn't get us going. So that's the first time that I ever knew that Mama was in a meeting. Now, Mama had a miraculous ministry. She had been mentored by Smith Wigglesworth. When she was just a baby, 2-3 years old, she saw angels. And she would tell her parents about them. And her father would spank her for lying. Her dad went to, well, this would be like 100 years ago. He went to England, and there he was working on bridge construction. And I don't know how old Mama was at this time, but it's right around 100 years ago, 98 or so. And he wanted to go to church one night, and he had directions where he could go to a church meeting. But he turned the wrong way, and he ended up in a meeting with Smith Wigglesworth. Smith Wigglesworth had a word of the Lord. There's someone here. You have 4 children, I believe it was at the time. And your little girl has been seeing angels and hearing the voice of the Lord, and you've been spanking her for it. Come up here now. Well, her father didn't go up there now. For one thing, he thought he had 3 children. Finally, Smith Wigglesworth, who could be quite, strong, he said, "Come up here, boy." He said, "Why are you staying back there? You know it's you." And he said, "Well, I don't have 4 children." He said, "Oh, yes, you do. A baby was born just last week, and her name is, or his name, I can't remember which, is so-and-so." Well, the man's wife had been pregnant, but he didn't know the baby had come. This was not the days of you. The only way you talked to people was by letter. So he did not know the baby had come. But anyway, Smith Wigglesworth ministered to him, and he said, "When I come to America, you bring that little girl to me." So every time Smith Wigglesworth came to America, little Mary Jenkins was brought to where he was. She saw him hit that woman in the stomach that he's so famous about. And she was mentored by him. So she grew up. She had a ministry. She and her husband were pastors. And then she had a miracle ministry. And she had learned the things about the miraculous from Smith Wigglesworth. I myself have seen miracles. Of course, I've heard her miracles. And she was quite, I never knew anyone quite like her. Brandon, you knew her. She came to our family, really got close to us when your brother Jared was having some troubles. She had seen this in the spirit. What was happening to Jared at that time?
He was in a kind of in the just the teeth of the enemy. He couldn't really get out of it, and I think he was about to take another step into even getting into deeper, where I don't think it would have taken the grace of God to get him out of that situation.
Was he still in high school?
I think he might have been just gotten out of high school. It was like his senior year in high school. And then the process took about a year. It was from about his senior year to high school until he's about a freshman in college.
He'd been drinking,
mm-hmm.
and running around with the wrong people.
Yeah.
And I don't remember every single thing that happened, but it wasn't good.
I just know that just because I would hang out with him and his friends. They were good guys. They were just really, really wild. Like, they were just really out there. But when I saw how Jared was acting with them, you know, I got used to it. I'm like, that's fine. But when I knew when he made that when he, I mean, I've seen my grandmother's ministry. I've seen other people, you know, make that right choice for God, you know, take, you know, start living the right way. And I was like, okay, you know, but when I saw Jared, when he completely changed, I knew that God was a lot closer. You know, he was,
yeah, Jared completely.
It was powerful. Like I knew it, he wouldn't just, he would like talk about it and like kind of make fun about it. But when he made that, I knew it was like, it became really real to me.
He made a change like from night to day.
Yeah.
He was getting on the wrong path, Jared. And he made such a radical change. He ended up going to Go Ministries, and he entered the ministry himself. He's a wonderful guy. But Mama saw this in her spirit, and she came and became very close to our family. Do you remember how she would come to your house?
Yep, she would come there, and I remember she was real personal with us. Like, she was wanting to know about us, and she was always saying, like, things and kind of encouraging us and then talking to us about the Lord. I mean, she was always there. She was always around us. So at first I didn't really realize, but now looking back upon it, I see that she was kind of mentoring us and helping us get through everything.
Yes. You know, Mama, she only went where God sent her, and he would send her, she called it riding the dog. He would send her by the Greyhound bus line. He'd say, take bus number so-and-so. Go to the end of the line, change and go here and there. And he would send her to hospitals where she would lay hands on people. They would get a new kidney, all kinds of miraculous things. God did that for Jared and for you and for Hannah. He sent her to my family, and she started off by going to your house. I know Hannah would say, Mimi, we go out to eat, and other people who are way younger than Mama, are having to cut up their food. But Mama comes to our house and she cooks for us. She would make collard greens and fried chicken and cornbread and sweet potato pies. She did that here for my son Terry just before she went and moved off to be with the Lord. So what did you think about, I know one time you had said, I don't want any visions from God, no spirit beings. And an angel walked through your room. You got scared, ran upstairs. And what did Mama tell you?
She said, son, you don't need to be such a scaredy cat. You need to, that angel was sent there for a reason. You need to yield to him. And God has a message for you, or you never would have seen that angel.
So she saw angels quite often. She lived in a place in the realm of the spirit. And we're going to talk more about Mama Jenkins this week. But we're also going to talk about tomorrow, I hope to get into it, the way that the Bible teaches of going home to heaven by the divine kiss. That's the way she went. This is Billy Brim, and you can reach us at billybrim.org, 1-800-972-3447. You can call in, and tomorrow we'll give you some information about Mama Jenkins' homegoing services and how you can even watch it online. And this is Billy Brim saying to you, shalom, shalom. Until we do get together tomorrow, remember, we're at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri. If you'd like to send an offering, we sure do love and appreciate you. Shalom.